This is Jay Sekulow. It's day two of the trial of Andrew Brunson. We're going to have live updates from the courtroom in Turkey.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Here's what we've got. Day two of the trial of Andrew Brunson. I say day two. Now, the first day was almost 3 weeks ago because they don't do these trials back to back. That's just not the way that it's set up. But we have got a live setup in the with reporters that are actually in the courtroom in Turkey. So we are in day two of that trial, and we're going to be getting live reports from the hearing as it proceeds. Now, let me give you a little bit of a sense of it. C.C. Howell has been working on witness preparation for 3 weeks. We're coming to you, obviously, and we will have updates from Turkey. We just got an update from Turkey. So, C.C., again, I'm going to give everybody the background of the case. Andrew Brunson is a pastor from North Carolina, has been ministering at a church in Izmir, Turkey for 23 years, has now been in jail for 578 days. He's been unlawfully detained. The second day of his trial begins today. The morning session of the trial, remember, they're behind us here, but they're still in court right now, contained only two secret witnesses who had no personal knowledge of anything about which they testify. They also claim, and this is unbelievable, folks, a picture of food that Pastor Brunson's daughter sent her father while he was in Turkey and she was in the United States, which was a Turkish meal. There it is. And they said that's the same food that Fethullah Gulen, the cleric they want that's in the United States, eats. Thus, it's part of the conspiracy. I mean, this is how absurd this is. But what do we have as the latest on this, CC?
Yes, this morning they had the two secret witnesses that testified. Of course, neither one of them had personal knowledge of anything that they testified about. And then they proceeded after the lunch break, and they've heard from five open witnesses. And it looks like this will be another marathon day with the last trial lasting over 13 hours. This one looks like it's set to be the same.
But as I said before, this is a complete and utter sham. Now, we do have government representatives there, so that's positive. You got members from the embassy?
Yeah, it was Charged Affairs, Phil Kosnett, and then Sandra Jolie from USURF. She is there from the United States.
I want to hear from people today that are telling us that they're praying for Pastor Brunson, that you're thinking about Pastor Brunson. I think we need to let this be a time of encouragement for him as this trial goes forward. The pressure from Washington has picked up significantly over the last 3 weeks. What are you hearing there?
Well, it has been significant, Jay, and rightly so. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, actually, 66 members of the United States Senate threatened to sanction Turkey, which is a big step, by the way, because we want a positive relationship with Turkey, and we can get into more of that in a bit. But the pressure is raising, and Jay, appropriately so. Look, if eating international cuisine is evidence of a crime, then I'm in big trouble, and I'm not making light of it. I just want to show our listeners just how ridiculous and how much of a sham this trial has become. It started out with an alleged crime of Christianization. Now, Jay, eating a certain dish of food has this man in prison for the last year and a half. It's time for the United States government to speak with one voice. They are dialing that pressure up, Jay. It needs to continue raising until he is home.
This is the actual indictment in the case. I've got it right here. So, and it does include Christianization. But they do have a lot of references into Fethullah Gulen, who is a Islamic cleric that's residing in the United States, basically fled Turkey. And they're saying it's the same food he eats, which is Turkish food. I mean, this is how absurd, Logan, this whole thing is.
Absolutely.
I mean, we want to get comments from folks.
Yep, we want your comments and we want your thoughts. Give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard. Once again, 1-800-684-3110. You can also get your comments in on social media. I'm monitoring it right now. Our comments are coming in. A lot of people calling for prayer for Pastor Brunson. That's happening right now on our Facebook pages. That's at facebook.com/JaySekulow. We're broadcasting on Facebook Live as well as Twitter and Periscope at JaySekulow and ACLJ.org. You can not only watch the show right now, but stay up to date on all of the latest news and blogs we post every day.
All right, again, if you want to offer your thoughts and prayers or comments about Pastor Brunson's case, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
So on March 13th, the government of Turkey finally issued an indictment of Andrew Brunson, accusing him of, among other things, the so-called crime of Christianization, calling Christianization an act of terror. Let's describe for everybody, Cece, what that actually is. I mean, this is like doing basic ministry, feeding the poor, those that are in need, and they consider that, of course, right, spreading the gospel, thus an act of terror.
Right. Being a pastor, any kind of humanitarian aid, they consider those as terrorist acts. And that is what Pastor Brunson is in prison for and has been in prison for over a year and a half.
Logan, what are we seeing on social media? A lot of people are posting that they're praying. We want people to call in for that. We want family to know that you're praying for them.
That's the majority of the comments right now. People are just saying that they're praying for them, that we need to be standing up to these nations when this stuff starts happening. People are also concerned about, you mentioned the kind of anonymous witnesses and what that even means and how that could even be corroborated.
Yeah.
And
so secret witnesses.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk. There's two types of witnesses.
Yeah, we talked about that during the break.
Yeah, we talked about it during the break. So let's talk about it here. They've got secret witnesses, which witnesses that have their identities masked. So we don't know who they are, correct, Cece?
Completely, yes.
Yeah. And their voices masked.
Yes.
And last time, Logan, they were so masked on their, they scrambled, what is it, they scrambled the audio? You couldn't even understand what they said.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, I think we were getting reports that the reporters couldn't even understand what was happening. Because it'd be like if you see a video that has any sort of anonymous in a news story, you know, the faces are completely silhouetted or pixelated, and then the voices are changed to protect the people. But in this instance, they even went too far, and that is where things can get a little fishy.
Yeah, so you can't even identify. Now, what are the live witnesses? We're going to cross-examine. Well, will there be cross-examination today?
Mr. Jem, who is the Turkish attorney, he will be able to ask questions of the live witnesses. I don't know if we will be able to put on our witnesses yet because I don't know how long the prosecution
has remaining.
And
we don't know if the trial is going to continue tomorrow.
Correct.
We just don't know.
Right.
All right. We're taking your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110, and your prayers for the Brunson family. All right. Go ahead, Logan. Let's take a call.
All right. Let's go to Dan, who's calling on DC on line one. You're on the air, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi. How y'all doing? Good. I just wanted to say I've been praying for my brother, and I continue to pray for my brother in Christ over there that's in prison wrongly. And I've lifted him up with our prayer group, so our church has been praying for him. But can we just lift up a short prayer now?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Lord Jesus, I just want to lift up my brother Andrew Brunson, Lord. Keep him strong, dear God, in your word. and help them not to lose heart, dear Jesus. Give them a new hope, dear God. Even in this trial and this deep, troubling situation in his life, Lord Jesus, I just pray that you would reach souls for your name, for your kingdom, Lord, even there in the courtroom in the kingdom. And Lord Jesus, I just pray that you'd weigh heavy upon this judge's heart, that he would release my brother back to his family, dear God, and he would have a witness for years to come after this and continue in your name doing the good work that he's doing, Lord. I just pray even for those prisoners who have had time with him, Lord Jesus, that they would come to know you, Jesus, and that the prisoners there in the prisons, Lord, where he stayed, Lord, many would come to know you through his witness for you.
Dan, we really, really appreciate you offering words of prayer there. Let me say this, that do pray for, as Dan just did, do pray for his family and praise for those in authority. It's not one judge, by the way. Let me tell you how that. Let me go back to CC Highland. This it's a multi-judge panel.
Right, it's a three-judge panel. There is a head judge who speaks for the panel, but it is a three-judge panel who will be making this decision.
Yeah. So, Dan, let's talk about the diplomatic side of this. What's going on? We've ratcheted up significantly. The president, of course, on April 17th, sent out a tweet aimed at Erdogan. It says, Pastor Andrew Brunson, a fine Christian gentleman and Christian leader in the United States, is on trial and being persecuted in Turkey for no reason. They call him a spy, but I am more a spy than he is. Hopefully he will be allowed to come home to his beautiful family where he belongs. And that line about a spy is they consider him a spy because he's engaged in Christianization. And the president kind of punching back at Erdogan on this, which is, I think is you got to do here. The judiciary is not an independent judiciary. So anyone that tells you it is, it's not. But there was an interesting comment from the foreign minister where the foreign minister of Turkey said was asked a question about releasing Brunson and said, I don't have the authority to do that, which under Turkish law is actually false.
That is correct. He is specifically quoted as saying, is it up to me? And then says, no, it's not. But it is under Executive Order 694, Article 74. He is given the right.
This is the foreign minister.
Yes, the foreign minister. Prisoners can be returned to another country upon the request of the foreign minister and then with the approval of the president. So Çavuşoğlu, Foreign Minister Çavuşoğlu, can actually, he can request it.
He can request it. He can't release him, though.
Right.
The release has to be signed off by the president.
Yes, that is
correct. Which
would
be Erdogan. So they can put it in play. In other words, they can take the case out of the judiciary and put this in play. All right, we're going to go right back to the phones. Your comments, thoughts, and prayers for Pastor Andrew Brunson. 1-800-684-3110. We are in day two of the trial, and we're getting live updates from Turkey. We'll have another update, I'm sure, in a few moments. Let's go ahead, Logan.
Yeah, let's go to Gary in Massachusetts on line two. Gary, you're on the air.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good, sir.
I was off on Thursday, and I worked for the government. I worked for the post office, and I called the New York embassy, and I got a hold of one of the diplomat's secretaries there, and I explained to him, I said, look, you people are holding this man, and he's done nothing wrong, and all you're doing is making this man a martyr. I said, God's not happy with this. Jesus and the Holy Ghost aren't happy with this. You're going to poke them in the eye. He's going to poke you back in the eye. So I don't know what's going to happen with Turkey. I know they just had an earthquake last week. And something's going to happen.
Well, yeah. Let me tell you what Erdogan is holding Pastor Brunson as a hostage. Let's be very clear what this really is. He's being held as a hostage, and they're using him as a bargaining chip to try and force the extradition of Fethullah Gulen. He's a Muslim cleric. He's living in exile out of Turkey in Pennsylvania. Used to be an associate of Erdogan's. And Erdogan blames Fethullah Gulen for masterminding the so-called coup on January 15th of 2016. Also important to note that since our last real broadcast updates on this, I think we mentioned it once, the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention decided to look into his case. They're looking into the case of Pastor Brunson's detention in Turkey. And Than, they sent a series of questions to Turkey before the first trial, and now we've got the second day of the trial here. But that's significant that the UN's picked it up to that level.
Absolutely, and it ties in directly to what we said a couple of weeks ago, Jay, that it was important for the Secretary of State to be engaged on this. The Senate has confirmed him. He is moving to action. And Jay, they're trying to draw this moral equivalence to Fethullah Gulen. Well, the United States is not holding Fethullah Gulen, and I expect Secretary Pompeo will make that point very clearly when he meets with Turkey's prime minister. The other point that I think he will make,
Jay,
do we
have a meeting date on that, Dan? Do we have a meeting date on when they're set to meet?
I think there is. I think it's late next week. I can confirm that for you here momentarily.
That's important.
But here's the point that I think he will actually start with, and it relates to the conversation that you just had with Sisi. The foreign minister tried to absolve himself of any role in this I expect Secretary Pompeo will say, look, we know that President Erdogan would actually have to execute this release, but it is up to you to initiate it, and we are calling on you to initiate that process. So, Jay, again, a confirmed Secretary of State that knows the details of this case, it has allowed that diplomatic effort to proceed. We told people this is how it would play out. That's why you have to follow all of these processes.
Okay, so let me play for you what Prime Minister Erdogan said, and this is about the release of the pastor in exchange for Gulen. Here, take a listen to 29.
The Americans tell us, give us the pastor back. But you have a cleric as well. Give him to us. Then we'll try your pastor and give him to you.
Yeah, so give us your cleric that you're holding in the stance that we're not holding him. He's here legally. And then we'll try your pastor. And then give them to you after we try them. So this is the, and this is what they said. So you understand that's why the proceedings here are a sham, but we've got to put on a full evidence to respond. And now we're past the secret witnesses right now. What's the latest that you've got?
Yes. There are more secret witnesses, but so they might be put on later
this
afternoon.
This is coming from the courtroom this in is, Turkey, folks, right
yes.
now.
Only two were heard this morning. Two secret witnesses heard this morning. One was just added, actually, and then they have heard from five open witnesses so far this afternoon.
Yeah, and the open witnesses means these are witnesses that – now, these witnesses, are they identifying – do we have from the reports you're getting what these witnesses are saying?
We have an idea just because of what the indictment has said.
What are they saying?
So really more of the same of hearsay and speculation.
About what?
It would be about ties to Pastor Brunson and trying to link him to Gulenists.
By saying that he did what?
Certain meetings, that his cell phone was in the same area that Gulenist cell phones were in. During
the
a 12
are all over Turkey, by the way.
Correct. During like a 12-hour
period. But he's denied that
period.
Completely. He doesn't know Gulen, knows nothing about Gulen.
Does not.
Okay.
No, completely innocent.
Yeah, this is the sham of shams. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Logan, who do you want next?
Let's go to Brian in Littleton, Colorado. You're on the air.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, let's put Brian back on hold. Hey, we'll get to you. Let's go to Chris in Nevada on line 4.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, I'm praying for the pastor along with everyone over at the ACLJ.
Thanks.
My question is, what defense is Pastor Brunson putting on? In other words, did he violate the law?
He did not violate the law. The witnesses against him are false, and we've got witnesses that are saying that the allegations that they made against him are false. He is guilty of running a church in Izmir. That should not be a crime under Turkish law, but they are viewing it as Christianization has now become literally an act of terrorism. So we'll get more. That's a good question, though, Chris. We'll get more into that when we come back from the break. We'll also take more calls.
That's right. Phone lines are open for you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard today. And we'll be joined by Pastor Brunson's daughter in the next
segment.
So stay tuned.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. As of today, Andrew Brunson has spent 578 days, that's 1 year, 6 months, and 31 days of unlawful detention in Turkey. His crime is Christianization. The second day of his trial has begun today. We've been getting live reports from the courtroom there in Turkey, but we're joined right now by his daughter, and Pastor Brunson's daughter, Jacqueline. Let me say this. The Turkish authorities are using as evidence of this nefarious, what they're alleging to be a nefarious relationship between Pastor Brunson and Fethullah Gulen, who Pastor Brunson does not know, does not support, has no involvement with. And they base part of that on because of a picture that Jacqueline, his daughter, took. It looks like it on a college campus where there were a group of students. We're going to put that picture up right now. A group of students were eating a Turkish meal. And the Turkish authorities have actually said that is the same. Now, make sure I got this right, Cece, that this is the same meal that Fethullah Gulen would eat. Thus, this is part of the conspiracy.
Yeah, they said pictures of maklube, which is a dish cooked by members of the organization at meetings and religious gatherings at the Fedo PDY armed terrorist organization cell houses, were found. So they're talking about this, that picture right there.
Yeah, that's so that's how they're trying to turn this into a, and this is the nonsense. Well, joining us on the phone right now is Jacqueline, the daughter of Andrew Brunson. Jacqueline, I'm sure you've talked with your mother. What is your? Are you hearing anything out of the trial today?
No, I haven't heard anything yet. I'm just sitting and waiting for any news, honestly.
Well, we could tell you some because we've got some news because we've got reporters calling us in the courtroom. So why don't you, this way Jacqueline can be up to speed about her dad's trial. What we know so far as witnesses and what they've said?
Right. The morning part of the trial was two secret witnesses, again, with nothing to say. Nothing specific, no specific information, no personal information, and then continued this afternoon. And now it's about 7:30 there in the evening, and they've put on five more open witnesses. And it looks like it's going to be a long trial again, like the first one.
Yeah, so the hearing date goes long. Will you describe, Jacqueline, what your parents, what your family was doing over there? Because this is, I think, important for people to understand.
Oh, yes, absolutely. My parents were over in Turkey to spread the gospel, to show God's love. That's the sole purpose for their being in Turkey. They lived there for 23 years before all of this happened with no problem.
So describe the church. I think that's important for people to understand. Describe the church.
Well, it's a fairly small church, strong body of believers who are really following God. And, I mean, they're people that I've known for a lot of my life. I grew up around them. It's just my parents' church. There was nothing crazy happening there. It was a regular Sunday service.
So you grew up in Turkey. This is you're, of course, you're an American citizen, but you grew up in Turkey. You spent most of your life there. And as you see this unfolding right now, and the difficulty that it's been on your for your family, now your father's been in jail for a year and a half, and that's taken a tremendous toll on your family. And I think it's important for our listening audience around the globe to understand what this has meant for your family.
It's been a nightmare. Every single day, my family has been waiting for the situation to change. I mean, we're putting plans on hold. We're kind of just holding our breath, thinking, how long can my dad possibly stay in Turkey?
I also think it's important, Jacqueline, for people to understand that the Turkish people, by and large, aren't supporting this. This is a governmental move. And that the government, as you lived in Turkey, did you see more of what I would call an Islamization of what was a secular Turkey? Did you see, was it noticeable during your time there?
I would say in my last 1 or 2 years living in Turkey, there was definitely a big change. And the Turkey that my dad is in today is very different from the Turkey that I grew up in.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, the sense that we have with our international experts, we did a book on Turkey called Burning Bridges, because Turkey was supposed to be the bridge between the East and the West. And we did it 3 years ago, and we said the changes were already dramatic. This was 3 years ago. But then in the last 2 years, it has been overwhelming. And then from a political standpoint, internationally for the United States, it raises an issue because we've, and Jacqueline, thanks for being with, appreciate you calling in, and do know that we're getting calls from people all over the world that are praying for your family right now. And we have people have prayed on air. So let your mother and your rest of your family know that that's going on right now, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. But then people need to understand that so this is a multi-pronged approach to try to get this case resolved.
You've got to understand the geopolitical shift here, Jay, in order to chart a path forward. Because, look, and we said this at the outset of the broadcast, the United States wants a positive relationship with Turkey. There's a strategic benefit to that, especially access to military bases and the rest. But, Jay, in order for there to be any value, it has to be a two-way street. And we have seen President Erdogan move decidedly away from the West and away from the United States specifically. So, you know, as the Congress continues to put different options on the table, things like sanctioning Turkey or blocking arms sales, or maybe not transferring F-35s to Turkey, Jay, those are things the United States doesn't want to do, but you can't have an ally where the relationship is one way. Yep. That's what they're looking at now. You have to recognize that shift.
You know why I have Jacqueline here? I want to ask this question. They've submitted into evidence, Jacqueline, a picture that you took of friends eating what looks like a Turkish meal, or you saw will you describe what happened there? They're trying to make that literally into some evidence of collusion with Fethullah Gulen. Will you describe what that was and where it was?
Yes, it's absurd that they're using that picture. That picture was taken during my freshman year at college, and three of those ladies there were girls who lived on my hall in my freshman dorm. And one of them was from Turkey, and she knew that I was homesick, I missed Turkish food, so she thought that she would invite me and some of our friends to have a Turkish meal. I had never eaten that meal before. I didn't know what its name was, but it was Turkish food, and I was just happy to have that.
And that literally is an evidentiary point in the trial right now. That's how absurd, folks, this is. I mean, this is a sham. This is a sham from a NATO ally. And this is, it's an outrage. It's an outrage to treat the United States this way. It's certainly an outrage to treat this pastor and his family this way. But again, I wanted you to hear it from Jacqueline's mouth, because there it is. That's the basis of evidence in a trial. And tell me that's not absurd. All right, we're going to take more. Thank you, Jacqueline, and I thank you for holding on there. We'll take more calls at 1-800-684-3110. Logan, do we have time for? You want to give me a comment, or what do you want to do here? 2 minutes before the end of the first half hour flew by.
Here's a quick question. People are asking a lot about Gulen because they don't know necessarily the situation. They said, why do they want him back so badly? Why is this something that is?
Okay,
who is this person?
Fethullah Gulen is an Islamic cleric. He actually was in sync with Erdogan for a long time, and then they had a parting of the ways. And he fled to the United States, where he has set up more charter schools than I think any individual in the United States. So he's got they're Islamic. He's an Islamist. Don't kid yourself. This doesn't mean he's a good guy. But he and Erdogan had this falling out politically. Erdogan is using the attempted coup in July of 2016 as a basis to get Fethullah Gulen extradited. They have served extradition papers on the United States. But I will tell you that is not anywhere near the standards we would require for extradition. So it's not happening. And we're not holding him hostage as they are holding Andrew Brunson hostage. So this whole Fethullah Gulen issue, CC, really is a distraction that they're using for their own internal domestic politics.
Absolutely. Fethullah Gulen is the cleric that Erdogan blames for the failed coup attempt. He wants him back. He wants to punish him. And he thinks that using Pastor Brunson as the bargaining chip is the way to get him back. And he's asked twice. Erdogan has asked twice publicly for this trade.
And they filed documents with the Justice Department. Let me tell you this. I don't believe Fethullah Gulen. I don't know Fethullah Gulen. I'll tell you this. I don't believe Fethullah Gulen had anything to do with that coup. That coup may have been arranged for by Erdogan so he can consolidate powers. He's been operating under emergency powers now for 2 years. All right, Logan, we're here for the first 30 minutes has flown by. We're giving you live updates from the court in Turkey. But we want to let everybody know how they can get in the next 30 minutes.
That's right. We have another 30 minutes of the show. If you don't get on your local network, you can find us broadcasting live right now on Facebook.com/JaySekulow, Periscope and Twitter @JaySekulow, as well as on ACLJ.org. Archive later on the ACLJ app, as well as the JaySekulow Live podcast. You get that app in on Apple devices, so whatever you got there. But again, another half hour coming up, ACLJ.org. Be right back.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
Hi, everybody. So as of today, Pastor Brunson has spent 578 days, that's 1 year, 6 months, and 31 days in prison. He's been unlawfully detained in Turkey. So the second day of his trial began today. The morning session of the trial contained two secret witnesses, which are witnesses you don't know who they are, and you could hardly understand, and they not only do you not see them, but the way they, and I'll let Logan explain this, the way they distort their voices, you cannot even understand. Yeah. The last time they were reporting, you couldn't even understand what these witnesses were saying to the people that speak Turkish.
That's right. CC was giving us reports that they couldn't even, like I said, understand them due to how distorted they had made their voices to mask their identity, as well as visually they mask their identity. So, as you said, typically you've seen something like this in a news story or a piece or documentary, but not to this extent. So this was a point where even the press weren't really sure what was going on, and that obviously can lead to speculation.
So what do we have? What's the latest we have from the courtroom as of right now?
It is 7:30 there at night, and they are still, the prosecution is still putting forth witnesses. Now it looks like they are actually open witnesses.
Open witnesses meaning?
Meaning they're
not. You know who they are. You could. They're speaking publicly. You can hear them.
Yes.
Correct. Are those witnesses for the prosecutor?
Those are, yes, prosecution. And again,
they're just saying they had meetings. The testimony is they had meetings. They were helping people that were, we think, were nefarious for some reason. I mean, which is absurd. Is that basically
right.
What it is?
Correct. And most of it's hearsay. No personal, encounters at all. So it will be interesting to see when we get the next update what kind of questions the attorney has been able to ask.
Let's see if we can find that. We've got live communication between our media center here and the courtroom in Turkey. It's pretty amazing that we could do that. We don't know if day two is going to be the trial tomorrow because you don't know how they'll do that. We may know by the end of the broadcast today. If not, we'll keep you posted. Let me get Wes Smith, our senior military analyst, in here. So a lot of people are already asking, Wes, hey, they're a NATO ally. We've talked about this before, but why are they being so tough? I mean, it looks like we're going to You see other hostage situations that we've handled where you've been able to negotiate the release, but here, Turkey, a NATO ally, is the problem.
Right, and it's unprecedented. A NATO country has literally never taken another citizen of another NATO country hostage. This is unprecedented. It's uncharted water. And in the NATO charter, you cannot dismiss another NATO country if they violate the values and the principles of NATO. However, you can take action against them, and this has been done in the past both against Turkey and Greece when there was upheaval in those two countries. But Turkey is not behaving like a NATO ally. They are not cooperating. Of course, Erdogan more and more moves them towards a radical Islamic state.
Yep.
And let me put on my chaplain hat just for a moment.
Sure.
Theologically, I was reading through the indictment today, and they're saying that Pastor Brunson and his church believe that the Kurds are the 13th lost tribe of Israel, and that Erdogan, according to Brunson and the church, is the Antichrist. And when Jesus comes back, they're going to attack Turkey. I read that, and I thought to myself, he's a Presbyterian minister, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
I can vouch for the Presbyterian Church. They do not believe that the Kurds are the 13th tribe of Israel, nor do they believe that Erdogan is the Antichrist, although his behavior is certainly anti-Christian.
There you go. All right. And Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs, to give everybody an update on the top of the half hour here as to what we are doing governmentally.
Well, first of all, the tone was set by President Trump and Secretary Pompeo saying that they will continue to put the pressure on Turkey. Jay, in the Congress, we're seeing that escalate. We saw last year a letter signed by 78 members of both the House and the Senate calling on Turkey to release Pastor Brunson. Just last month, 66 members of the United States Senate, so two-thirds of the United States Senate, said it was time to consider sanctions if that did not happen. Jay, there's also a bill out that would block the transfer of planes to Turkey if this doesn't resolve. Look, bottom line here, Jay, all of the diplomatic resources of the United States are on the table. We don't want to have to take any of those actions because we want Turkey to be an ally, but every branch of the United States government now sees what President Erdogan is doing, and they are they're going to insist on Pastor Brunson's return. Otherwise, that pressure is just going to continue to dial up.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment. But if you're watching online, the show continues on. Not only do we continue the conversation, but during this break specifically, you get exclusive videos made by our amazing video team each and every morning. They do it just for you guys who watch online. So again, if you watch online, we don't go to break. We either continue the conversation or play exclusive videos. We do have a few lines open. 1-800-684-3110.
We also have an email that's out on Pastor Brunson's case. If you're not getting our email updates, you should do that at aclj.org. We'll be back with more, including your calls, in just a moment.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We are looking for updates. We're getting updates from news reporters that are inside the Turkish courtroom right now. So I'm going to go to Cece Heil, our senior counsel that's handling this case, and find out what the latest updates are.
Yes, she had to go back into the trial, but the last one that I got is they are still continuing with open witnesses the prosecution is putting
on. And the open witnesses are different than the secret witnesses. You don't know who they are, and you really don't know what they're saying. Open witnesses, you know who they are. They're identified, but they're not it's circumstantial evidence or hearsay. It's not, they don't have evidence of something they've seen. They heard somebody say something about somebody. But this is a Christian pastor in jail because he's a Christian pastor. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Logan, let's go to, and we want your thoughts, prayers, comments, 1-800-684-3110. In the earlier 30 minutes of the broadcast, you heard from Pastor Brunson's daughter.
Yeah, people are actually commenting. A lot of people just joining the show right now. So they asked if you could kind of reset. Did Turkey arrest him? Why did they arrest him? How did that even happen?
So he was arrested.
Was it after the coup?
So it was 578 days ago is when he was arrested. It was after the coup. He was in the United States when the coup took place, or the attempted coup in Turkey. And he came back to Turkey and returned to his ministry. And obviously, he didn't think he was in any jeopardy because he came back. Then they arrest him, and they come up with this tale that they've created that somehow he is aiding a terrorist organization because he's a Christian minister engaged in, quote, Christianization, and that it involves a cleric, Fethullah Gulen, in the United States, who was Turkish and then sought exile here. So who Erdogan blames this coup on. As I said, I don't think the coup was probably anybody other than Erdogan, and he used that as a basis to consolidate his emergency powers, which is exactly and precisely what has happened. So what we've got right now is a trial of a minister who's being charged because he's a Christian. So let's, cutting through all the nonsense, that's what it is. During the break, we talked about, though, Wes, that we had this F-35. Congress is starting to act. Before I go to Wes on this, let's go to Than on the governmental side. What is Congress proposing with regard to sanctions on Turkey?
Well, there's a whole series of sanctions on the table. Wes did mention one of them in the break. I'll let him expand on it. That would be a block of transferring F-35s to Turkey. Jay, there's also talk of banning Turkish diplomats from entering the United States. There's also talk of freezing assets of Turkish officials. That is specifically being put forward by Senator Lankford and Senator Shaheen. So a bipartisan move, Jay. And again, the 66 senators that signed this letter said that they think that is what it's going to take to bring Turkey to the table on this. Now, all of this needs to be set against the backdrop of the United States wanting to preserve a relationship with Turkey. But Jay, you can't do that if everything is one way. If it's always a giveaway to Turkey and Turkey continues to behave as an enemy, you're going to have to move to some of these levels. And I'll say this too. Senator Lankford and Senator Shaheen are on the subcommittee that writes the appropriation bill that would move some of these sanctions. And they have said if the time comes to write that bill and Pastor Brunson's not home, those sanctions are going to be sent to the president.
Yeah, so here's the foreign minister's retaliation statement. If the United States imposes sanctions on us or takes such a step, Turkey will absolutely retaliate. What needs to be done is U.S. needs to get let go of this. And that's so what is your sense of that, Wes? Talk about the F-35 situation, because again, NATO allies, so there's a whole military component to this.
Yeah, we are their chief supplier of military weapons of all sorts. But one of the things, in addition to the $155 million we give to their military annually, and that's also on the line with this bill that's working its way through the committees in Congress, we are set to sell them one of our latest and greatest fighter jets, the F-35. They are $95 million apiece. Turkey has already agreed to buy 100 of them, but they buy them from the United States. We're not obligated to sell them to them, and they buy them from us on credit. And so part of what's the pressure that's being brought to bear on Erdogan and Turkey to release Pastor Brunson is related to our military relationship to them. And I think we're taking a lesson from Germany because, you know, recently they had a German journalist that they held hostage. And when Angela Merkel said, "We will not sell you the defensive missile system that you've asked for, or a NATO system, unless you release the journalists," they let the journalists go.
There you have it.
We're going to have to play hardball with Turkey.
Yeah, really
they
tough,
need
it sounds
us
like.
A lot more than we need them.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take Tim's call.
That's good. Tim in Colorado on line one, like you said, the 1-800-684-3110. Get your voice heard. But Tim, welcome.
Hey, Tim.
Hello. Yep. Thanks. My question has to do with the charge of Christianization.
Yep.
I don't understand it fully, but it seems like you said that it was because Pastor was helping feed people, helping poor people. Does not Islam also call for helping poor people? And if what Pastor Brunson did was an act of terrorism, according to them, would that not also put Islam in the same category?
Of course, except this is a Turkish judicial system, so it's a complete sham and fraud. I mean, this is not an independent judiciary. This is not an independent rule of law. We could cite you all the statutes of how they could release Brunson today, but we still have to put on a defense, because if you don't put on a defense, then you let these allegations just hang out there. You can have a whole nother set of problems that could take place. But it raises a very good point.
Yeah, that is correct. It's a sham trial. What he brought up was completely true. Islam does the same thing, but no one, you know, that's Islamic is under trial. But you do have to acknowledge these allegations and defend against them, which is what we have been helping the Turkish attorney do. We've been preparing the witnesses. It does not.
We've not gone to our witnesses yet, correct?
No, it does not look like we're going to get to them today at the trial. So
what are you hearing? What did you just hear?
It looks like it's still the prosecution putting on their witnesses.
How many hours has it gone so far, Cece?
It started at 9 and it is 7:30 there, a little bit after 7:30.
So they've gone 10 hours or so, 10 and a half hours. And last time they went 14, right?
Yes, slightly over 13, I think. So, yeah, pushing.
So there could 14. Be 4 or 5 more hours of this. And then is this the end of their case, or do we know?
We do not know. So we prepare for the unknown, basically, which is ridiculous.
Mm, mm, mm. I mean, it's just what a mess. All right, we're taking your call. I want to know if you're praying for Pastor Brunson. You can tell the world you are. Let his family know it. Or your comments on this, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Good comments coming in also on Facebook and Periscope.
Yeah, there are some comments coming in. We'll grab some of those. A lot of people obviously are calling for the prayer and the release of Pastor Brunson. A lot of people are saying, should we essentially give Turkey nothing?
Well, I mean, this is the great dilemma here is we have one of our big, it's not just training them, giving them weaponry. We have one of our biggest military bases there.
Yeah, Incirlik Air Base is a strategically important air base to the United States. We fly missions all over the Middle East out of Incirlik Air Base, and probably part of the veiled threat from the Turkish foreign minister that we would pay if we canceled this military assistance package is Incirlik. But, you know, thinking about this, if Congress will follow through with this and really determine that unless Pastor Brunson is released, they will cut off the sale of the fighters, they will cut off the $155 million in military aid. Erdogan is not a nice man, but he's not a stupid man. And I just can't see him sacrificing his Air Force and his military readiness over a Presbyterian minister. I really hope and pray that the actions of Congress and Erdogan seeing how serious we are will actually secure his release.
Than, is there any sense in when these sanctions will actually be voted on and what would happen if they were voted on?
That process would finish in the fall, Jay, but I'm literally holding the bill that Wes is referencing in my hand. It's only two pages long. And look, I just want to back that up a little bit. The language that he's talking about has already moved in the National Defense Authorization Act, so the blocking of the transfer could actually happen much faster than that. The sanctions piece likely would take to the fall to execute, but I absolutely agree with him. Look, we want this relationship. We want this alliance, but Jay, if it's one way, it's not worth anything. Time to dial the pressure up.
Well, I know that, no question about that. All right, we're taking your calls and comments, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. So we've been in trial about, what, 12 hours today or so?
Yes.
Roughly about 12 hours. Last time it went almost 14. We don't know if tomorrow will be day three of the hearing because they don't tell us that. So, I mean, that's part of the difficulty you have here. So we're preparing. How many witnesses have we prepared? Defense witnesses.
We've had six so far, still preparing more. We're prepared to put on witnesses if it comes to it today.
Yep.
And I believe there are three or four that are prepared for today.
So we have three or four that are actually there, ready to go if we need them. And then there's six that we've got ready overall. But again, it's not a system like we know now that, you know, the prosecution rests their case. Now it's up to the defense. It's just not the way this thing works. So I think we have to be realistic as to what we have here, and that is we've got a sham proceeding going on with a NATO ally that has now held a pastor for 578 days, which is 1 year, 6 months, and 31 days. The United Nations Committee on Arbitrary Detention has taken his case up. That's good. But then when Than gave us the word about the ability to get sanctions sometimes in the fall, you're talking 4 or 5 months from now. I don't know if we have 4 or 5 months with this case. So we need to ratchet up this pressure on Congress, and we need to hear, I would like to hear during the break here, when we're about to go to break in a minute and a half, I want to hear from our listeners. What do you want Congress to do here? I mean, if you want to just call and say, we're demanding that they pass this and get tough with Turkey, let us know. I want the world to hear your voice at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're already getting comments, a lot of comments coming in also on Periscope and Facebook as well on this.
That's right. We're heading into the last segment of the show today. If you want to give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. A lot of people putting, like Rick on Periscope said, evidence against Pastor Brunson is scattered, weak, and unrelated. Not even a well-put-together sham. So lots of comments like that. And then people are commenting specifics. Maybe somebody can briefly say, is Pastor Brunson in the courtroom during this trial?
Yes, he is, right, Cece?
Yes.
He was wanting to know that.
He spoke last time. Did he speak this time?
He is able to speak this time as well.
Yeah, so he's speaking.
Up. All right, we do have a couple lines open at 1-800-684-3110 as we head into the final segment of the day, which is when we like to take as many calls and comments as possible, get your voice heard on this issue. So again, 1-800-684-3110. You can always put your comments in on social media as well. Know that if you comment on Facebook, each and every comment is read by someone on our social media team, so your voice is being heard, and some comments do make it on the air. Phone lines are jammed right now, but they may open up as we head to the final segment. Be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
All right, we just got an update from the reporters that are calling. I mean, we're actually coming to you from our media center, but we also are tied directly into the courtroom in Turkey. At least the reporters there have been very cooperative. And again, I want to thank a lot of the news outlets that have continued to cover this, Associated Press, AFP, others have been very aggressive on their coverage on this. When I say aggressive, I mean they're giving it attention, which is very important. But we just got an update. We're trying to figure out whether we're going to have a day three here of this trial. Are our witnesses going to go up? Because right now it's their both their secret witnesses and their what they call live witness testimony. What did we just find out? Literally during the break.
Yes, asking if defense will get to put on any witnesses. I've been told no, not yet. So still prosecution putting on their witnesses.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we're going to go right back to the phones here. Last segment, so we try to grab as many of these calls as we can. 1-800-684-3110.
William's calling in Macon, Georgia on line 1. William, welcome.
Hey, William.
Hey, J.A., Jordan, good to hear from you guys
again.
What I've been doing for my end on Facebook, social media, I did a live video just a little while ago to share the support and prayers for Pastor Andrew Brunson, the prayer and the family. But my suggestion to you guys would be to let Congress know, hey, they got the power of the purse, so why not hit them financially where it hurts?
Yep. All right. Well, first of all, let me just comment on your social media posting. Very important for those. Do we have a meme that we have memes that we have on this that you can share? That. Explain, it's getting this word out to as many people as we can by social media.
Share this show, you can share all the comments and commentary we post and images. You can find that also, obviously on the ACLJ page, on your page, on Facebook, on Twitter as well, Instagram. We're starting to share that as well.
Yeah, so a great, great idea there. As far as the power of the purse, Van?
Yeah, William's correct. And we had some of this conversation in the break, Jay, you and me and Wes. The Congress could absolutely say certain dollars or all dollars, if they chose to, can't go to Turkey for certain purposes until Pastor Brunson is home. And Jay, I said this during the break, but I think that's actually the appropriate measure for it to take, because the president has to consider a lot of things. Congress can simply say, look, we know the president has a lot of things on his plate, but we will not pay for certain things until certain conditions are met. And Jay, on this F-35 prohibition bill that's out there, the last thing that Congress is asking for is that that Turkey has to commit to not wrongfully or unlawfully detaining one or more United States citizens. They are doing that, and so they should block those transfers.
Only problem with that wording is when you say unlawfully detaining, the response from the Turks are going to, I'm playing, you know, other side, I'm a lawyer, I've been doing this for 38 years. They're going to say, right, we're in compliance because we're not unlawfully detaining anyone. He's lawfully detained. Now, we say he's unlawfully detained, so I think we've got to be much more specific and demanding this guy's release and putting sanctions in place, crippling sanctions on Turkey. Now, that's not easy to do because of the NATO alliance and our military base. I understand all that, but we've got to be thinking way outside the box here to secure his release. Let's grab another phone call.
All right, let's go to Marilyn, who's calling in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on line 4. You're on the air.
Hi, Marilyn.
Yes, good afternoon. Yes, I am very concerned about him. I really do pray for him to be released. I followed, back in the day when the other gal's husband was over there in Iran, Saeed Abedin, in Tehran, and I followed that and went to prayer at our capital here in St. Paul, and we were given a piece of a rope with a knot in it, and I should find that or make another one and keep it in my bathroom. I think it's a great idea for someone, all of us, to make some sort of a symbol so that we carry it around with us constantly.
Yep.
You know, it reminds us. We need reminders every day because we're all busy in our lives, but I really feel God wants to release him. We all want him released, and putting the pressure on our Congress people is definitely important. Even Nikki, pray that Nikki gets through to these
Haley.
Nikki Haley.
She's been, I will tell you, but behind the scenes and publicly, she's been a great asset, as is the president and the vice president. and the Secretary of State. It's not that this is not getting the attention. I mean, you got the President of the United States knows Andrew Brunson by name, spoke to the family. Vice President Pence spoke to the family. The President sent out to his 50, I think it's 100 million total, when you look at all of the social media platforms he has. But I know he sent out on Facebook, which I think on Twitter, rather, which I think is 50 million. Plus for the President, a statement about Andrew Brunson. So all of those help. But you're right, we got to keep this in the forefront, because what's going to happen is the trial may be over today and we go through another month of no news. And the guy, meanwhile, is still in jail. And that's the frustrating aspect of this. And that's why we're working so diligently for his release. Let's grab another call.
All right, continuing on, let's go to Allison, Kentucky, online two. You're on the air.
Hi, Alice.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to encourage Pastor Andrew's family that we are praying for them every day. My question has to do with Americans who are in Turkey now, especially missionaries. What is going to be their fate if Congress goes through with these sanctions? Are they going to have a chance to get out of the country? Or
let me tell you the fate of Americans in Turkey right now. I would just call it dangerous. I mean, we couldn't even send over a lawyer from our – we couldn't send CeCe Hyle over to Turkey to participate in the trial. I mean, I think that would have been – every recommendation that we got from State Department officials and others was do not go.
Right, that it would not be safe for me.
Yeah.
That clearly they're targeting United States citizens and they're holding them hostage. So yeah, I don't think it's safe for anyone.
Yeah, I think we're kidding ourselves that we think it's a safe and free environment. It's clearly not. That's just the nature of what it is. All right, let's grab another call.
All right, let's go to Evelyn, who's calling in Alabama on line five. You're on the air.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hey, Jay. Thank you so much. I just want to say my church has been praying for Andrew Brunson probably for the every Wednesday for the last year. And we, of course, I've been praying also. And then also we just need to put pressure. We need to put pressure on Congress. Get off your duffs and cut the money. No money, no funny, okay?
There you go. That's got to be an Alabama expression, if I've ever heard one. But the truth of the matter is, listen, I appreciate it. And I will tell you this, even the Greek Orthodox Church yesterday sent out an announcement to all of their churches around the globe to pray for Andrew Brunson. They've experienced their own persecution in Turkey, so they understand exactly what this is. But we need concerted efforts on that and continue that, because the reality is, you know, you look at the situation. I mean, Scripture's clear, Wes, that you're a chaplain in addition to being a colonel in the Army, that, you know, people are persecuted for their faith, but that doesn't mean we're not supposed to try to get them out.
Right. One of the most touching things that Pastor Brunson said was that he considered it an honor to suffer for Christ, and that's a very, very touching statement. One of the things the Turkish foreign minister said, though, when he issued the threat against us if we pull military aid, he says he has a meeting this week with Mike Pompeo. I have a lot of confidence in our new Secretary of State.
Yes.
He's a tough guy.
He is.
And the back channel conversation in that meeting, I think, will be significant.
Yeah, no, I think, look, the situation with Secretary Pompeo, I think it's at a whole different level than it was previously. All right, let's try to grab another call here.
All right, Carolyn in Florida, last call of the day. Carolyn, welcome to JSEC, you're live.
Hi, Carolyn.
Thank you. Hi, Jay.
Hey.
My question is, or statement, whatever you want to call it, am I wrong in thinking that if the U.S. sends the Turkish man that's here back to Turkey, they will still keep Pastor Brunson on trial and possibly...
That's what they said. I mean, they said, you give us our cleric and we'll let your client be, your pastor go through a trial and then release him. But then they'll say the charges were so serious they can't. Plus, we're not holding, fans said this, I'll let them say it again here at the closing moment of the broadcast. We're not holding Fethullah Gulen for anything in the United States. They haven't met the requirements of extradition, the Turkish officials. None.
Fethullah Gulen is a political enemy of President Erdogan, plain and simple. He's living freely here in the United States. It's not like he's some in American prison somewhere. It's Pastor Brunson, who was thrown in prison on the other side of the world, Jay, using evidence that his daughter ate Turkish food here in the United States. It's a sham. It's just ridiculous.
It is. Pray for his release. Any last update? Anything new? Before, as we're literally going off the air?
Actually, seven now total witnesses. So five. It was two this morning. And
we have seven now.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll keep you posted as facts warrant on social media.
That's right. Make sure you're following us on all social media, Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, Instagram, however you get your social media. You can find the ACLJ and JSEC Hill there. We'll keep you updated also on ACLJ.org with news, blogs. Download the ACLJ app and subscribe to the JSEC Hill podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.